Bill, how did you come up with the idea for this page?
Well, I've ran social media efforts before for various nonprofits, was pretty involved. I should first say I'm actually in Missouri. I'm not up there, but was pretty active in the relief efforts for the Joplin tornado that we had here, and it kind of grew out of that.
In your opinion, Bill, how effective are social sites like a Facebook page when it comes to connecting family members with comments, support, resources?
Oh, it's just amazing. Social media has been really one of the best and only ways to communicate. We've not had any direct contact with family members. I've talked with the West Webster Fire Department. They are very, very appreciative of our efforts. Got to tell you, this has really become an international story. We've had well wishes from Australia, England, Scotland. It's just been amazing.
Is this kind of your way of giving back? What's the reason that you're doing this?
It is. It extends from I've always enjoyed volunteering. I've been a volunteer with the American Red Cross, and that's probably where a lot of my contact with the fire department has come, and got to know firefighters, and I'm very, respectful and appreciation of that brotherhood.
You said that you've done natural disasters, you've done pages for things like that. This isn't a natural disaster. What was that like, coming from the angle of first responders just simply doing their job, and then it turned ugly?
Yeah, it's, and I think, unfortunately, coming off the school shooting, the holidays, I think it really is has affected people, in a very profound way. It's so shocking when our first responders are faced with that.
Can you talk about more of what the fire department, their response to this is? Is it helping to boost the morale of other firefighters? Is it keeping them strong? What kind of significance is this page holding for them?
We had a program kind of grow out initially from some contact we had with a local hotel, wanting to know how they could help. Wouldn't it be a neat idea if any fire department that wished to come and show their respect had a free hotel waiting for them when they got here that was paid for? We've had corporations donate up to a block of 50 hotel rooms for visiting departments.
Wow, did you think you would have a response that big?
No, not at all. After these events, people just feel maybe a little helpless and just want to do something, and that's something that's definitely helpful that they can do.
And how many likes do you have so far?
One of the very few things that we even kind of keep track of. We're so busy with messages and things. I think around 68,000. You might have to verify that.
That's a lot. I mean, you hope for a few hundred when you start a page,
But
exactly right. 63,000 plus. How many messages are you checking a day?
Oh, we get one about every 3 minutes, I think, has been our average.
Wow. What do most of them say?
Really just evolving out of our hotel room program.
If you could be our eyes, what does that page look like?
We've been very, since I'm not in the area, been very thankful of some graphics that folks have been providing. Some of the most touching ones are, of course, of the candlelight rally. We've posted them, pictures of the fallen firefighters and the surviving firefighters, different tributes and things.
Going forward, what's the plan for the page? Are you just going to keep it up forever and ever? Are you going to revisit it, change it a little bit in the future?
Well, I imagine it'll evolve. Our main thing right now is just getting, through the funeral, getting our visiting firefighters, their needs taken care of, the department's needs taken care of. I imagine that there'll be funds set up to help family members. We would be happy to promote any of those efforts in the future.